Hi, this is Steve Inskeep, here to warn you about the sound of the story that we're about to broadcast. If you have a pet that is sensitive to certain noises, please keep that pet away from the speakers. It's a story about people who sing badly. Computer programs are now available that can make almost anyone seem to be singing in tune, even Renee. For our series on science and art, NPR's David Kestenbaum presents this experiment.
Pitch correction software is typically used to fix professionals who didn't quite hit a note in an otherwise great performance. It is not intended to patch up people who can't really sing, but we tried it anyway.
Well, you wanted a person who couldn't sing, and I think I've given you everything you wanted, David.
Renee decided to sing Ain't No Sunshine. It was popularized by Bill Withers. Here's Renee singing karaoke. We asked her not to practice in advance.
Ain't no sunshine when he's gone. It's not warm when he's away. Ain't no sunshine when he's gone. And he's always gone too long. Oops, anytime.
To put pitch correction to the test, we hired sound surgeon Pat Dillett. Dillett is a veteran audio engineer. He has produced David Byrne and Mariah Carey.
Well, hello there.
Dillett works out of Campo Studios in New York City. No windows, a black couch, old piano, some cheap oriental rugs, and the all-important computer sitting on a desk.
Okay. They've been working on ways to fix pitch for as long as people have been making records. They've gotten much more successful at it in the last couple of years.
Ain't no sunshine when he's gone.
On the screen is a wavy line tracing out the exact frequency of Renee's voice as she sings. An overlaid grid shows where a perfect C or a B is. Sometimes the trace lands right on the note. Other times, she's a little off.
They ought to leave this thing alone. Ain't no sunshine when he's gone.
Dillett has opted to use a piece of software called AutoTune. Once it's analyzed her singing, it can nudge her toward the right notes automatically or enable Dillett to attempt a delicate repair by hand.
I can zoom in on it and see how close or far she is from the pitch. And we can correct it.
Anytime he goes away.
Let's see if we can fix that away. What do you say? That one's a bit of a howler.
Time he goes away.
She didn't quite get up to the way quickly enough.
Time he goes away.
Dillett begins microsurgery, moving the wandering line of Renee's voice up in pitch or down. He can even draw in a new line, and the computer will make her sing that note. He'll also add some reverb and adjust her timing. The operation will take a couple hours. AutoTune was invented by an engineer who spent 13 years in the oil industry. His name is Andy Hildebrand. We tracked him down at Antares Audio Technologies in Scotts Valley, California. He says the software uses a fancy mathematical algorithm called autocorrelation.
That computation allows oil companies to use seismic data to map subsurface strata to find oil.
It also happens to be really good at identifying pitch and cycles in a singing voice. The basic problem with pitch correction is that you can raise someone's pitch by speeding up the recording, like fast-forwarding on a tape recorder, but then the singer sings faster as well. Software like AutoTune essentially allows you to change the pitch while keeping the overall phrasing and sound the same. Like all technology capable of good and evil, Hildebrand says he invented it for a noble cause.
A singer's first take is often their best, as full of vitality and emotion. And after the take, their producer will announce, "That's great, but the second phrase was pitchy, let's do it again." Well, now the singer's worried about pitch and has to focus on the intonation, and the vitality and emotion are gone from the performance. What AutoTune lets the producer do is fix the first take.
Back in New York, Pat Dillett says it's no secret AutoTune is used extensively in pop music, sometimes overused.
A lot of mainstream pop music is heavily tuned to almost, you know, perfection, and the sound of phony perfection is pretty clear.
I suppose it's kind of like plastic surgery.
Yeah. There's definitely the sound of permanent surprise in some songs.
He finishes making the basic repairs to Renee's singing, and she sounds better.
I don't leave this thing alone. Ain't no sunshine when he's gone.
So what does it mean to be a singer if singers don't really have to be able to sing on key anymore? Ed Cherney has worked with the Rolling Stones, Bob Dylan, Bonnie Raitt, and some others.
Perhaps it's made artists lazy. You know, for example, I won't mention names. Okay. There's a group that I recently worked with, and they're known for their tight harmonies and their live singing, and they're really well known for that. And with autotune, the way we did the record, they'd go in and sing for 5 minutes. And, okay, that's good enough, and then let's tune it up and place it. You know, we would spend 5 minutes singing and 10 hours auto-tuning. It's insidious. I hear it everywhere.
Some producers don't feel like this is cheating, given all the other effects that are added, the splicing together of multiple takes. Cherney says it's not a matter of deception as much as it's a matter of style. Pop music these days sounds zingy, sharp, produced. Take, for instance, the song Believe, performed by Cher, with a deliberate overdose of pitch correction. I need time to move on. I need love to feel strong. 'Cause I've had time to think it through. And maybe I'm too good for you. Oh.
It's not warm when he's away. Ain't no sunshine when he's gone.
We played Ed Cherney the airbrushed Renee to get his reaction.
Anytime he goes away.
Yeah. Well, it's still pretty awful, isn't it? The thing about auto-tuning, I don't think you can make a bad singer great. There's a certain thing that singers have, that great singers have. A guy like Mick Jagger, he's got this God-given thing, this voice that cuts through guitars. You can put any kind of microphone on him, and he just speaks, and you hear the vocal, and it comes through, and it explodes through the speaker. And it makes you perk up your ears and wag your tail. And there's something compelling about it.
If you're thinking to yourself, I'm not surprised this is used in pop music. Well, pitch correction software is also used elsewhere. We asked a producer in New York who works with classical soloists and opera singers if he'd ever had to use autotune on them. He said, sure, what do you think? They're perfect? David Kestenbaum, NPR News.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Now that's easier on the ear. And, okay, look, I actually don't want anyone to hear this, but should you be curious how really bad singing sounds after being given the Cher treatment, go to NPR.org.
She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder...